Another investigation has forced changes at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, where cadets start classes today. Earlier this year, more than 50 female cadets came forward with claims that they were raped or assaulted while at the academy. Some say they faced punishment or were ignored after reporting the alleged assaults. And that forced changes in the school's leadership and its policies. Nancy Greenlease reports.
The most visible sign of change is the lack of a sign. Gone are the brushed metal letters that adorned a ramp leading into the heart of campus that spelled out, "Bring me men." For nearly four decades, male and later female cadets marched under this sign. It's also quieter. Freshmen no longer have to endure in-your-face yelling. The intimidation that was a hallmark of cadet training has been eliminated in favor of more positive reinforcement. But on Warrior Days, the last exercise in the freshmen's basic training over the summer, screaming for the squadron was mandatory.
Intercept is ready! Guts ready! Begin!
Two freshman squadrons yank each other back and forth in a game of tug-of-war. For two stifling hot weeks, these cadets have lived in tents in the woods and been pushed to their physical limits. Now they're celebrating. The losing squad is forced into a muddy hole filled with water. One after another, the freshmen perform swan dives and cannonballs, emerging from the pit with mud covering their fatigues, yellow caps, and boots. All that's clean are their white smiles. The cadets appear to be enjoying themselves during this initiation into academy life. In the past, freshmen were at the mercy of all upperclassmen. This year, only specially chosen juniors and seniors worked with them during basic training. For the next few months, discipline will be delivered only by seniors. It's all part of what the academy calls its agenda for change. Policies to prevent abuses of power on the part of upperclassmen and to prevent and deal with sexual assaults. Freshman Lindsay Kirchhoff already has learned far more than how to fold her shirt.
Right off the bat, they've been extremely clear and upfront with their policies on sexual harassment and human relations. Every person, whether it's a male or female, should be treated with respect.
During basic training, the approximately 1,200 freshmen were immersed in a new unit in sexual assault, gender roles, lawful and unlawful orders, and the military's law. Upperclassmen will receive beefed-up sexual assault training, along with human relations and alcohol education. It's already working, says freshman Brian Freeman.
And I've actually had firsthand experience with a classmate actually making a comment that was a little bit inappropriate, and it was dealt with very severely, and I was glad to see that they're jumping on top of things, stopping it at its roots and not letting it grow to something more physical beyond words.
The Air Force ousted the former Academy superintendent and three other top leaders after the scandal broke. One of the new leaders is Colonel Deborah Gray, a graduate of the Academy's first female class. She's in charge of the Academy Response Team, a new group led by counseling, legal, and law enforcement professionals that is poised to take action after a sexual assault.
The main focus is to make sure they're getting counseling. We're taking care of the things here at the Academy that we may need to control.
The team already has been deployed. A few weekends ago, two more sexual assaults allegedly took place. In one of the cases, police found a male cadet in the back of a pickup truck with a semi-conscious 24-year-old woman. Afterwards, Air Force leadership admitted that they have a long way to go to solve this problem. Colonel Gray said one good sign was that the victims came forward.
The big concern that some people had was whether or not the agenda for change was going to drive reporting underground. And that hasn't happened. I really feel that's a vote of confidence.
While cadets acknowledge the need for some changes, many maintain that the scandal was blown out of proportion by the media. Senior Nicole Nguyen says she can't imagine one of her fellow male cadets committing these crimes.
I guess I question the validity of the accusations, and maybe we can help the girls out, as in, if you just keep yourself out of the situation, you wouldn't have to come up with stories to make yourself look better, because a lot of guys, their names are slandered, and I don't think it's right.
Some of this mindset might stem from cadets' constant training in dedication and loyalty to their classmates. Still, Colonel Gray says they're hammering home the idea that reporting on the misbehavior of their fellow classmates actually makes for a stronger, ethically sound Air Force.
And it's tough, because we've always stressed through the ages here your loyalty to your class. But that shouldn't be more important than me reporting someone who has broken the law.
Academy leaders plan to evaluate the agenda for change at the end of the semester. They hope to eventually make the changes permanent. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Greenlace.